from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
How good can the Bears defense be? Have you adjusted your expectations or raised them after one dominant performance full of takeaways? Or is that just an overreaction Monday kind of thing?
Overreact away. The defense was that good in the second half. I think when they are that dominant and you create three fourth quarter takeaways and turnovers, then you are allowed to think that this is a team and a defense good enough to carry the load all season long, because it's not a new group. That's the one thing. The second half of last season, this Bears defense proved that it was ready to take that next step. And on Sunday, we saw nothing to really stop us from thinking that that they're capable of doing the same thing. I do worry about their ability to stop the run. They made some nice adjustments, but early on it was ugly. I don't worry about their secondary. The only thing you worry about that is about the secondary's health. Their linebackers were all over the field. There are a couple plays as you rewatch the tape where Edmonds, he felt like, could have been stronger at the point of attack. But TJ Edwards was there to clean up everything. That guy is a tackle machine. So I look at the Bears' defense, and I think that they have the capability of being one of the five best in the league because of their ability to take the football away. Tyreek Stevenson, opportunistic. Jalen Johnson, how many picks is he going to have this year? Will Levis, not every quarterback is going to be as dumb as Will Levis, but if they challenge Jalen Johnson, he will probably win at some point in an afternoon. So I would not tell anybody to back off their big expectations. If anything, I think this defense could be even better than we anticipated.
Well, and right at the heart of that defense, and you mentioned him, is TJ Edwards, noon today on The Score with the midday show. I think if the Bears can hold the Texans on Sunday night to right around 17 points, we will be asking this question once again. The thing that surprised me, and I think you can put a lot of the special teams with the defense, the special teams were better than I thought. And that's part of defense and very opportunistic. So this defense can be very good, but be aware, Mixon, the running back for the Texans, had over 130 yards on the ground.
He's good.
So if the Bears can't stop the run, it'll be a problem Sunday night.
Yeah, Joe Mixon was an addition to their offense. Listen, here's the thing, and we'll get into it as the week goes on, but we will learn probably more about the defense this week than we learned last week, right? I mean, they won that game. They made the big plays. They got the ball three times in the fourth quarter. Phenomenal stuff. And you saw a guy rushing opposite their pass rusher. We haven't seen that. That's really good. So I think there was nothing but good things. But you mentioned Will Levis. His own coach said yesterday, we'll play the audio for you, that the defense was so good that they it's a pity they didn't just punt on first and first down the rest of the game, and they would have won the game.
They have the number one overall defense, I think, in the NFL.
They have the number one defense because they played the Bears.
To the Bears.
But they also—
That was funny, though.
Ryan Callahan
indicted his own offense.
And his quarterback making terrible decisions.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud, I mean, you want to talk about Carolina giving away players and Christian McCaffrey, and they gave away C.J. Stroud. They drafted the wrong quarterback. And the last year, he threw for 4,100 yards or something, and he had a 20-something, 28 touchdowns, and they wound up going to the playoffs with a rookie quarterback. That's pretty extraordinary. And now they've gotten better on offense. They got good receivers. They got a running game. This is a pretty complete offense, and they're ahead of schedule. Because their rookie quarterback and their rookie head coach, that combination worked so well a year ago. So you get better. I mean, this is a big game for the Bears. We'll find out. The answer to this question is, well, wait, let's see what happens against Houston, against a real team.
That's fair. I think that C.J. Stroud is a step up in class. There's no question about that. What I think is also you react to or overreact to is when you have guys like Olin Krutz, who refers to Matt Eberflus as an elite play caller. Did you catch that yesterday?
I caught it, and you know what? He said it the day before. Let me tell you something. Matt Eberflus won that game for them. He did a great job.
So
when he changed his defense in the second half. We don't see adjustments.
You don't see adjustments like that. So I think when you factor that in to the talent that they already have, yes, absolutely. Mixon is a challenge. Stroud is a problem. But if you're able to adjust on the fly as well as the Bears showed they could do in week one, it is encouraging. You don't want to get carried away, but you want to get a little carried away because this is what the Bears do best. And if that defense is flying around, they're going to be better for that effort on Sunday because of the confidence they created in themselves.
Totally agree with all of that, David. But let me ask you, are they willing to play offense differently? Are they willing to understand that it's about complementary football? Because of what happened in that first game, because of how well the special teams played and how well the defense played and how bad the offense played, are they willing to create a game plan, whatever they have to do, to hold the ball longer, to perhaps score?
Let me counter that. This is something that would be interesting to see what callers think as well. I almost think it empowers the offense to be a little bolder. Because you have a defense that you trust more than you have been able to in the past. So if you want to get Caleb Williams going, don't make him into a game manager. Let him take his shots.
You're going to have to use the punter. You're going to have
they
to
did.
Play. I'm telling you
they
what
have.
The formula is for complementary football, my friend.
I know.
It's not let the quarterback throw the ball away.
Yeah.
Protect the ball.
I know. If you he
gain
has
some,
to protect
move the chains.
Ball.
Yeah.
But I also think that it enables you in games like this against the Texans to let your quarterback develop some confidence.
93 yards.
I know. He was bad.
So
he's going to get better. I don't think that you want to – I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think that you want to let Caleb Williams be aggressive to try to get out of this funk because you
I
have
think
a defense.
You got to figure out how to run the football.
Well, that's always going to be the priority. That's always got to be number one. Once you do that, then you're able to let your quarterback take his shots.
Fair enough.
Depending on who you have at the receiver position. If you're playing with just DJ Moore without Allen and Adunze, then it's a different scenario.
Here's the problem. Can they defend their quarterback? Can they protect their quarterback? How are they doing in terms of giving the guy a pocket to throw in? It was a disaster when you went back and watched it. There was just... The guy was under siege the whole day. So I don't know that we know anything about him. But, I think the defense is pretty good. And I think special teams are pretty good. And I think you got to lean on that right now until the quarterback and the whole offense starts playing better. And that's coaching, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big remark about the coaching staff.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.